866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Ronnie Jackson, President Donald Trump's nominee to run the Veterans Affairs Department, withdrew his name from candidacy today following the release of some new information that he allegedly wrecked a government vehicle while drunk and freely gave out prescription drugs. President Trump was on with Fox and Friends earlier today, where he discussed Jackson.
Doc Ronnie, you know, we call him Doc Ronnie, we call him Admiral Ronnie. He's an admiral, highly respected, a real leader. And I watched what John Tester of Montana, a state that I won by like over 20 points, you know, really, they love me and I love them. And I want to tell you that John Tester, I think this is going to cause him a lot of problems in his state. He took a man who was just an incredible man, respected by President Obama, gave him his highest rating. You saw what President Obama said. Yeah. President Bush, he was the doctor to President Bush, to President Obama and the family. He's been my doctor, and he runs a fantastic operation. You know, they have many doctors, and they run a fantastic operation. And honestly, I said it to him. He didn't come to me. I said, you know, Doc, you run a great operation. How do you think you do at the VA?
A federal judge rejected the University of California at Berkeley's bid to dismiss a lawsuit claiming it discriminated against conservative speakers like Ann Coulter by imposing unreasonable restrictions and fees on their appearance. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's one of those days. One of those days, you know, I have certain days here on the program, and again, I'm a big believer in prep and practice and training. I'm a coach, and let me tell you, I think I do. I think I like the actual preparation and practice more than I do games. I do. Because the games are won in practice. The games are won in practice, and I'm always trying. Like we do the game, and then I go back and I try to tinker with drills and making the kids better, and trying to see how you do little things here and there, and I watch them improve, and I can control it all in practice. And one of the things, like I said, a big believer in prep, and I just do a ton of it here on the program. One of these days, some of these shows I get, and I don't get through 90% of what I wanted to talk about. I could sit here for 8 hours and do today's program. But anyway, I want to give Trump a kudos here, because that's what we do. Again, I'm not a member of the Trump tribe. I'm not a member of any tribe. You should kind of pride yourself on not being a member of a tribe. How many years here on the program we talked about? I can't stand hyphenated Americans. I can't stand that. Why? Anyway, kudos to Trump here. You got all the media scandals du jour every single day, and I'm getting tired of it. I really am. It's becoming exhausting. I don't even know. I got all these other talk radio show hosts out there. They spend their entire program talking about it. There's shows, that I'm fans of. I listen to at least bits and pieces of. I turn them off. I'm not interested. I don't want to hear about Michael. It gets tiring after a while. But anyway, scandal after scandal after scandal. You know what they're not talking about? Trump's deregulation binge, which is a good binge. He's not slowing down. He's not stopping. And this is great for business. Again, I remind everybody, clients all over the country, businesses all over the country. And they're thrilled. They're thrilled. This is, small business owners out there are the real job engine of this country, really is. And they're hiring and they're increasing wages. Why would you want to deviate from that? Anyway, touch on this business story quickly as well. It came out. They have never announced this. CEO Jeff Bezos let everybody know that Amazon has more than 100 million members. Amazon Prime. It's a big number. It's worldwide. But again, I caution people, and this is what we do. When you hear a number like that, you got to break it down to some degree. Now, I don't know if you are a member of Amazon Prime. I am. My family is a member of Amazon Prime. And I guess the average American spends $1,300 a year on the website, or Amazon Prime member spends $1,300 a year. I don't even think we do. My wife is just now starting to get into buying some more stuff on Amazon Prime. I haven't really watched their television shows, and I don't use their music service, but again, I guess kind of pay for it in regards to shipping. But somebody's got to pay for the shipping. So, and I thought about it this way. I said, imagine, and I looked at it. You know what came to my mind when I was thinking about this was As Good As It Gets, Jack Nicholson. No, he had the obsessive compulsive disorder. If Amazon Prime was around when that movie was being made, I think Jack Nicholson would never leave his apartment. And he'd order everything on Amazon.Prime. Or Amazon.Prime. Amazon Prime. Now imagine if you didn't leave the house for a month and you ordered everything through Amazon Prime. How many deliveries would you get? You also have to take a look at the margins involved in those products that you're buying. Oftentimes very, very small. But with a very expensive delivery cost. You're losing a lot of money on these transactions. If you follow me. You are. I want to remind everybody that Amazon's biggest business, profitable business, it's cloud services. Not kidding. It's just cloud services. Story about Saudi Arabia coming out talking about how the changes, even if half the changes that they're planning are put forward, how drastically this could change the world. And this past week, they opened movie theaters in Saudi Arabia. I think it's the first time since the 1970s they've had movie theaters. Black Panther opened up there. Well, again, I want everybody to think about this and the way I think about this. This wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. Saudi Arabia doesn't have a choice. I had a conversation that I remember. This was back when oil prices were getting very high. It was in the run-up to the 2008 election. Barack Obama was on air telling people to inflate their tires, and that will deal with our energy problem. Sarah Palin, drill, baby, drill. And eventually, I said, you know what? Palin's right, and we're going to develop all of these new areas and get energy, and the price is going to come down, and everything is going to be okay. But I got a telephone call to my daily radio program, and this gentleman was talking about H3 and getting it from the moon and the type of energy that could be created. And I remember studying cold fusion, and to this day, I believe that it works. They're just not telling us. Things need to change in certain places around the globe, especially when it comes to energy. Especially when it comes to energy. If one were to come out, I want you to think about this. It's business, global economy, something that is truly disruptive. We've had disruptive inventions throughout our history, but we've never had a product in the history of the world as important to all nations as fossil fuels. I'm going to argue that. There's never been a product. How it is derived from, where it comes from, the system of delivery, and the amount of people around the globe that are employed by this industry, this business. Not to mention nations around the globe. Think about it. Nations around the globe that are completely dependent on fossil fuels. There was a movie back, came out, I think it was the late 1990s, called The Saint. It had Elizabeth Shue and Val Kilmer. And Elizabeth Shue is this pretty scientist who's got this invention where it's free energy for everyone. Yay! And I remember watching this movie and I'm saying, this is impossible. Not the free energy part. The fact that they're going to allow anything like that to happen. How many people do you think are employed around the globe? Or how many people are completely dependent on the fossil fuel industry? What if tomorrow, again, Elizabeth Shue shows up with her invention and it's free energy for everybody? We're talking chaos. We're talking global chaos. We're talking nation. What would Russia do? What would Russia do? To survive, it might have to start and might have to invade Europe. What would it do? What about the guy that pumps your gas? You're talking about all of a sudden, you know, well, not all, it would happen very quickly. We'd have to find something for all of these people to do. This is a different type of an industry. And is that type of technology coming? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, but it has to be weaned in little by little by little. And it is. I do believe that. The UAE, they got on the shtick a lot quicker than everybody else. Saudi Arabia is next. And little by little by little, the world is going to head in that direction. But again, it's kind of fascinating if you think about the entire thing. Anyway, I want to mention this story as well. Great story. Again, kudos to Donald Trump. Food stamp usage drops over a half a million in a single month. Food stamp usage drops over a half a million in a single month. Now, that is a great government program right now, as far as I'm concerned. The more people you're getting off that program, the better off that program is going to be. And there's a House GOP reform bill that's going to actually help push this. I don't think it goes far enough, but it most certainly is a step in the right direction. Most certainly a step in the right direction. You know, it was funny. Yeah, talk about this. You know, I call him a musician. Can you call him that? He's an electronic artist, Moby. And he was popular. He had some albums, some dance albums years ago. I guess now he owns vegan restaurants. And he had an op-ed, no joke. No joke, in the Wall Street Journal. Moby talking about food stamps and the importance of food stamps. And his argument was that, well, we shouldn't be taking away food stamps from people or making them work, but we should force them what they should eat. Moby, hey, listen, I have no problem at all. No problem at all saying, hey, you know what? You've got to buy healthy food with this. But his argument was so ridiculous saying that, oh, you know what? People are not using it for the right reasons. Well, okay. We're not making them fat. They're doing it on their own. And why not add work requirements to the darn thing? But again, he basically contradicted himself about 100 times. Talk about somebody who needs a sandwich. Moby, for crying out loud. Somebody feed that guy, please. But anyway, on another point, which is kind of goes along with the government handouts and giveaways. Andrew Cuomo here in the state of New York wants to allow felons to vote. And he did it by executive order, which ticked off a lot of the members of the Republican Party here. And I don't blame them because I don't like executive orders, something that should be decided by the legislature, in my belief. I think that's the case. But I'll tell you something else. I don't mind it. Again, I know I'll get people angry about this. You pay your debt to society. You do something wrong. You pay your debt to society. You want to vote? I don't care. And this is where I'm going to play politician. I'm going to play politician right now. We're going to do some horse trading right now. I'm going to do some horse, political horse trading. Like I said, I'm going to drink a little scotch, fire up a cigar. No, no, smoke cigars. Back room, smoke-filled room, a little politicking. Okay, you want felons to vote? Sure. How about this? Felons can vote as long as we prohibit people who live on the government dole to vote. So all of those people that are collecting food stamps, they shouldn't be allowed to vote. People that are getting Section 8 housing shouldn't be allowed to vote. Not that they're bad people, but you know what? They're living off the benevolence of their fellow citizen. They, as soon as they get off government assistance, guess what? You too can have a say in how the country works. How's that for horse trade? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. Actually, we're going to get to foreign policy stuff when we get back.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
I'm Deanna from Oak Brook, Illinois, and I love my Ring video doorbell. But let me tell you why. So I'm at the gym, I'm on a treadmill, and I get this notification on my phone. I open the app, and there it is, like some guy breaking into my house on live video. So I start running faster, like I'm going to catch the guy or something. Then I remember, this guy can hear me, like right through the doorbell. So I hit the button, and I just start yelling at him. Here, listen.
Hey, man, what are you doing, huh? Don't do it. Get the hell out of there. That's right, I can see you. Run the hell away, man.
And the guy hears me, and he runs off like a punk. that's my story.
I'm Jamie Siminoff, and stories like this are exactly why I started Ring. Join Dan and the millions of your neighbors who love Ring. So go to ring.com/America and receive a special offer on the Ring video doorbell. That's ring.com/America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. Okay. Equal opportunity basher here on the program, and I'm not too happy. I mean, many different reasons about this attack in Syria. You know what's pretty pathetic and sad is just the lack of coverage. The lack of coverage. The newspapers that I have to go to around the globe and the prep work that I have to do to get any news about what's happening in that area of the world is striking. We don't have competent news people anymore. It's tabloid. It's tabloid. And again, if I was to go back and, you know, we've got to go back 20 years and think about this a second and say, hey, you know that in the news in 2018, we'd be talking about a porn star named Stormy Daniels more than a war we just happened to get ourselves into in Syria. Yeah, it's right out of the television show Idiocracy. Television show, movie, excuse me, Idiocracy. They should make that into a television series. Maybe that'll wake people up. No, I'm not happy about this. I don't understand it. And one of the reasons why I voted for Donald Trump was his views on foreign policy and how he was going to handle foreign policy. And I have a list here, and I'm not going to go through them. I'm not. This is going back to 2013 through all the way up to 2015. The tweets of Donald Trump and Syria and warning Obama and the country about getting involved in Syria. No, it's interesting. So, story this past week and how there's a an area outside of Damascus that is owned by ISIS. It's right. It's to the south of the capital. And guess who's bombing ISIS? Assad. Assad is bombing ISIS. But wait a second. We're anti-Assad, and we're also anti-ISIS. ISIS wants to take control of Syria if we get rid of Assad, if Assad is gone. As does this other Islamic group. There's a new group in Syria. It's got another name. What is the name here? Oh, I had it. Oh, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. You ever hear that one? Nah, because the media doesn't report on this stuff. This is a new offshoot of al-Qaeda who wants to do its own caliphate and take over Damascus, and they have their own little area in Syria. And you want to get rid of Assad? And you want these guys in next? I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. There were some questions that were put forward by retired U.S. Army Colonel Lawrence Sellin. And this is what he asks. He says, does the Syrian government retain a chemical weapons capability after our strike? Yes. Will this attack change the course of the Syrian civil war? Nope. The next day, Assad was out attacking various different rebel outposts. We didn't even go after his conventional weapons, his airplanes, anything of the sort. Will this attack deter the Syrian government from using chemical weapons in the future? I don't know. Maybe. Could be. Will this attack deter the Syrian rebels from using chemical weapons in the future? I don't know. Maybe. Does this attack contribute to the official U.S. mission in Syria to defeat ISIS? No. It doesn't. Doesn't help at all. So again, I'm still trying to search for some sort of purpose for being involved here. And again, I try to look to the founding fathers and what they thought about all of these foreign interventions, which we seem to get ourselves involved with again and again and again. Does anybody think Syria going to be invading the United States anytime soon? They think Assad's coming over here, invade the United States? No. And again, vehemently against what the administration is doing right now. On the other side of foreign policy, this is good news. CIA Director Mike Pompeo met with Kim Jong-un over Easter weekend. And we just talked about Saudi Arabia and the growth in Saudi Arabia and movie theaters opening up and showing the Black Panther. It would be nice. It'd be nice to do business in North Korea, would it not? It certainly would be nice to have more customers, to have more people to trade with. I don't know what's going to come of this. You know, we can all hope and pray that things go the right way. We can. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump figures out a way, ends the war between North and South Korea, gets rid of the demilitarized zone, brings our troops home, and puts that country on a separate path. What are the odds that he gets a Nobel Peace Prize? Still zero. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago, Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and molesting three women. What's next for Cosby? Alex Little is a former prosecutor.
So there's going to be a question of whether or not he would go into custody now or not. He likely will not. He's been on bail to this point. They'll set a sentencing date for the sentencing hearing to determine what he will actually be serving in terms of jail time.
Dr. Ronnie Jackson, President Donald Trump's embattled pick for the Veterans Affairs Secretary, withdrew his nomination earlier today. Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers explains why she is concerned that Jackson withdrew his name for consideration.
And I respect his decision just to pull out. I am concerned that the left is putting politics ahead of what's best for the country. And there's so many, there's the VA position, Mike Pompeo as Secretary of State.
For all of these stories, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It's a quick story. I found this kind of funny. It's out of New York City, Greenwich Village, NYU. NYU had a problem. Some of its students there were, they're upset. The little snowflakes are upset. I don't know, the usual crap. Who knows? I don't know. Labor problems. I don't know. All sorts of progressive crap from, divesting from fossil fuels. So what they did was they blocked access to one of the student unions there, and they weren't going to leave. You know what the school did? This is awesome. Kudos to NYU. NYU called up the kid's parents and said, hey, listen, you might want to get your kid on the phone. They're taking over the student union here, and we'll have nothing of the sort. Your kid's going to get suspended, and if your kid gets suspended, you're going to lose financial aid. And you know what? Your kid might lose that nice, cushy dorm in Greenwich Village that they're getting way below market prices, okay? And it worked. Kids left. Parents called up and said, you better get back to class and get out of there or you're coming home. Loved it. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this because I've been advising a lot of parents that are, again, kids are getting accepted to various different schools. And again, a big believer that you do not put your kids into debt. You do not want to start life off in debt. And it is becoming very problematic for our society. Really is. Like nobody, it's a major issue. One of the things I've been telling parents to do, you get your financial aid package from the school. Think of it as round one in a negotiation. Your kid got in, meaning they want your kid there. They do. They want, because you know what they do? They waitlist a lot of people too. And these schools, they compete. They want kids that are in the school that have a certain grade point average, that have certain SAT scores, certain ACT scores. They want your kid there. You got to think of it as like opening salvo. Call the school up. Call them up. And say, listen, my kid really wants to go to your school, but we can't afford it. You are going to have to do better than this. I can't tell you how many parents have called me back and said, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. It worked. They gave me a much, much better deal. So I'm just telling parents out there, be aware. It's just the opening round. Actually, it's kind of interesting right now. The Justice Department as well is probing various different universities' early decision admission practices. Oh, no, we wouldn't collude on that. I tell you what, guys, this Dartmouth is talking to Brown. All right, you take this kid. I'll reject that kid. You take that kid. They applied to both. We'll figure out a way so we can both make money. Yeah, I don't know if it goes to that extent, but listen, I'm not stupid, okay? Nor should you be. Of course, these colleges play all sorts of games with this stuff. Anyway, I'm going to mention this as well, too. This is becoming all the more prevalent around the country. the labor shortages that we're dealing with, many companies out there are hiring kids right out of high school and training them right out of high school. Some of them actually in high school providing various types of training, promising to pay for education. It's good to be a worker today. And it's actually great to be a high school student, graduate, college student. You have a lot of opportunities. You have a lot of opportunities as a college student as long as you haven't killed yourself with too much debt. Be smart about it, people. It is a part of your family's financial plan. Get it right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. Shall return.
Confused by all the talk about a good night's sleep? There's a lot of new mattress companies, but they're all missing something. They're missing expertise. Introducing Tomorrow, the new mattress and sleep system from Serta Simmons Bedding. Tomorrow is great sleep, delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
My name is Dr. Howard Franklin, Vice President of Medical Affairs at Salix Pharmaceuticals. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder of the intestines that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, also called IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. Up to 75% of individuals with IBS may be undiagnosed. If you experience abdominal pain and diarrhea, don't suffer in silence. Talk to your doctor about IBSD.
For more information and resources, visit letstalk-2.com. Again, that's letstalk-2.com.
We are back, and we are looking at a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. See tracks? Think train.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Oh, yes. How was your tax day? How was your tax day? Yeah. That's the biggest expenditure of the year for most Americans. Now, obviously, I just pay quarterly. I had to come in and pay more this week. It is what it is. It's whack, whack. Taxes, taxes, taxes. You want to talk about how much the government taxes, borrows, spends? Fed's taxed and borrowed $4.47 trillion since the last tax day. That's $13,737 for every man, woman, and child here in the United States. Put that into perspective, people. That's just in 1 year. There's been talk coming out of the IMF talking about global debt problem. It's not. You got to look at it from a different way. It's a spending problem. And then you take the spending problem leads to a leadership problem, which again leads to a problem where we got a lot of entitled human beings out there demanding more and more and more rather than providing for themselves. I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. There has to be some point in time, and we talked about it when we were doing tax reform here on the program, and how I for the life of me don't understand why they're not doing spending reform and tax reform at the exact same time. It's one and the same. That's budgeting. You can't do one side and not the other side of the ledger. You got to do both sides. But no, that's not how our government works. Republicans are now taking a look at some of the deficit spending that's going to be coming down the road that they agreed to all this stuff. This is what they wanted. Pushing back on plans to making the individual tax cuts permanent. They expire. Like the Bush tax cuts expire, the individual tax cuts expire. And there was some thought there about making them permanent. Now Republicans are afraid. Talk a little bit about the IRS as well. You want to talk about saving money, incompetence. Everybody heard the story this past week on how, and I'm not kidding. If you went to the IRS's direct pay part of their site, this is what it said. Planned outage, April 17th, 2018 to December 31st, 9999. Man, that's like a Prince song in the future, right? 9999. That was actually on the IRS's direct pay website. Let me tell you how you pretty much stink as an organization if your job, your one job only, is to collect money and you can't do that right. That's what the IRS is they're there to take our money. And people logged onto the site to give them their money and they were incapable of doing it. Now, obviously, you go, oh, our budget's been cut. We don't have enough money. You know how much the IRS budget is? $11 billion. Think about what you could accomplish with $11 billion. $11 billion, and they can't even buy proper, I don't know, storage and computers to handle their website. $11 billion. Listen, you go to the IRS offices, they're running computers that are ancient. I'm telling you right now, they've got Atari 2600s and ColecoVisions running their systems. Why? Well, it's good for the IRS because then you got to have all the tech people that are involved, all of the government hangers-on that have got to be involved in this stuff. They've got to continue to make money. You also have the people that still provide this type of equipment to the IRS. It's a joke. If they wanted to streamline it, they wanted to save money, they could. This is why we got to have a federal hiring freeze, meaning that you hire nobody new. You hire nobody new. People retire, they're gone. They get replaced, oftentimes, hopefully, with a computer. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Really quickly on a couple stories here I want to get to in regards to taxes. There's obviously the Supreme Court case involving online retailers collecting sales taxes depending upon where they're selling a product in. I've gotten some blowback in regards to my opinions on this, but I'm sorry. If you do business in a certain place here in the country, it's not just about the U.S. Postal Service. We obviously know the nature of retail has changed somewhat. And we all know that buying stuff online is it's a big deal. I think that if you're doing business somewhere, I think that you should have to collect the sales taxes. Now, I know. It's going to be a burden, and I'm going to have to calculate all this stuff. Relax. Okay, there's going to be software programs that are going to be put into place before any of this goes into effect that will help you with that. There will be. But let's be honest, it's the right thing to do. I'm a big believer in equality under the law, as we all should be. And I think everybody should have to pay. If that's the law, then you should have to pay. Now, on the other hand, I also talk about how politicians bend over backwards to give special tax deals to certain businesses like Amazon for putting in a distribution center. And that, to me, should be made illegal. That's not right. That's not fair. Anyway, I don't know is the answer. Don't know. Gotten a lot of questions about this via the email. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with the flow through, pass through deduction, the 20% deduction, and who's going to get it and who isn't. The IRS has not even taken this up. They haven't even looked into it yet. They might not even look into it. We might not get any information in regards to this until summertime, which is stupid. This is where Congress didn't do their damn job and making this clear. Leaving it up to the IRS to decide, oh, who gets it and who doesn't get it. And how is that fair, by the way? How is it fair that a doctor won't get the tax break? Maybe a massage therapist will. Maybe a veterinarian will. But a health club owner will. Are not those businesses, those four, aren't they all businesses? Management consultant. Nope, you're not getting it. A tattoo artist. You might. An interior designer. Yeah, you might too, maybe. An architect. You get it. What? How do you come up with this stuff? Was it like some sort of wheel that you people in Congress are going to spin? Or is that what you guys at the IRS are going to do? It's not right. It's not fair. Anyway, all right, got to have a little fun here. I put these stories aside. And again, I know we've been pretty serious today on the program, but I have to get into this stuff and share these stories with you because I couldn't believe it. Again, I'm looking at the date. I'm saying, no, it's April 12th. It's not April 1st. This is a real story. Grab this story. School in Pennsylvania has decided to arm its school teachers. Oh, my God. It's arming school teachers. Oh, no. Yes, they spent $1,800 to arm all 500 of its teachers with a 16-inch baseball bat. No. I'm not making this up. Those little tiny souvenir baseball bats that they might give away at some bat day game at a minor league park, or you might find in Cooperstown somewhere, a souvenir. The school went out and spent $1,800 on 500 souvenirs for their school teachers as a last resort to stop a shooter. First off, if you've got kids in the Mill Creek School District, take them out. Take them out. Because you know how the whole thing, you talk about the fish stinks, rots from the head down? The superintendent of the school, William Hall, told people that it's an option for teachers. It's something we want people to be aware of. Because, oh yes, that will just strike fear in the hearts of any would-be shooter, is a 16-inch baseball bat. Not only that, it gets better. The bats, they have to be locked up. Yes, that's right. They can't be out in the open. The 16-inch baseball bats have to be locked up. Anyway, quickly on this. This is for various different areas around the country that get our program from Tennessee. I know it's too late there. Florida, well, there have been discussions right now. Looks like that they're going to get that done. All these areas that want to build fancy new stadiums for your baseball teams or your soccer teams and tell the citizens that they should pay for this crap. 974 fans attended a Tampa Rays White Sox game at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. 974. Professional baseball game. Right. The Miami Marlins, a brand new, shiny stadium with all sorts of colors and bells and whistles. And again, these politicians, they pull that hold, if you build it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. Right. No. Maybe it works. Maybe they'll come if you build a ball field and the ghost of Shoeless Joe Jackson and Babe Ruth and others will show up to play. Yes. You build that? Yes, people will come. But you know that right now, actually the other day, the Marlins AA affiliate outdrew the Marlins professional team in Miami. Yes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp outdrew the Marlins. Sucker born every day. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Senate confirmed Mike Pompeo to be the next Secretary of State today, ending one of the most divisive confirmation battles for the nation's top diplomatic job in recent memory. Senator John Barrasso is a fan of Pompeo.
I've traveled with Mike Pompeo to international security conferences. He knows the people. He knows the issues. He knows the role that military plays, but he's also a Harvard-educated lawyer, member of the law review there. So he knows the rule of law and the importance of doing that.
A Pennsylvania jury has found Bill Cosby guilty of 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault. Alex Little is a former prosecutor. He explains the difference between this case and the previous case.
It was the 5 women who were able to tell their stories of previous incidents of sexual assault. In a case like this where the defense is able to say, oh gosh, she's making it up, well, it's a lot harder to argue as a defense that all 5 women are making it up.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery, and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered, too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Many of the public schools in the state of Arizona are closed today as the teachers are walking out and supporters are down at the Arizona State Capitol demanding a 20% pay raise for teachers and about a $1 billion return in school funding. Republican Governor Doug Ducey says he's laid out a plan.
I think when people understand the plan, when they understand the $100 million in additional assistance, the commitment to $371 million so that they can also pay support staff.
The government releases a glowing jobless claims update, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the numbers.
Most analysts were expecting the number of first-time jobless claims last week to come in at about 230,000. However, the Labor Department says the number was 209,000, and that's 24,000 fewer than the previous week. The biggest jumps in claims were in New York, California, and Connecticut. The sharpest declines in first-time claims in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Texas.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Scott Pruitt is testifying on Capitol Hill today before a House and Energy and Commerce panel. Take a listen to a portion of his opening statement.
Ultimately, as the administrator of the EPA, the responsibility for identifying and making changes necessary rests with me and no one else. With that being said, facts are facts and fiction is fiction. And a lie doesn't become truth just because it appears on the front page of the newspaper. Much of what has been targeted towards me and my team has been half-truths or, at best, stories that have been so twisted they do not resemble reality. And I'm here, and I welcome the chance to be here, to set the record straight in these areas.
The three-year, $69 million deal NBC gave former Fox News host Megyn Kelly isn't working out so well for the Peacock Network. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
They were expecting Kelly to bring star power to NBC News and a bigger audience of morning viewers to its Today Show. However, since taking over the 9 a.m. hour of the Today Show, 2.4 million viewers an episode has been the average, which is down 18% from what the hour was pulling a year before. And in fact, her hour in the critical morning time slot appears to be negatively impacting ratings for the following hour, which is hosted by Hoda Kotb and Kathy Lee Gifford. ABC's competing morning show, Live with Kelly and Ryan,